All right, you want to know? I want to throw something at you. And it's a story that it's making its round still, but it's kind of it's kind of dying down because it kind of craps on a bunch of reporters, a bunch of journalists, a bunch of, well, quote unquote reporters and journalists. But I take story from a different perspective, and let me give you a little taste. So it was reported that Ben Rhodes, Obama's propaganda minister. he's like the Baghdad Bob of the Obama administration. He is the spin master. He basically helped put the Iran nuclear deal together. He put that together. And he did an article, and with I think it was the New York Times, where he said they had already planned. They had already planned to put this Iran nuclear deal together long before we all knew about it. And it was all done under this this rouge of Iran getting a new moderate president. It was all, they got a moderate president. Now we're going to see if we could do a nuclear deal. But Ben Rhodes ultimately said, listen, even before the moderate president, we were going to make this happen. We were already in talks. That just created a talking point for us. It created more of a narrative for us. It created more things that we could basically put in a package and give to the White House press corps so they could basically disseminate the information that we want out there, and that way people would get on board with this nuclear deal and be supportive of it. Now, this has been covered on Fox and a little on CNN. Like I said, MSNBC didn't hammer it. CNN didn't really hammer it because it goes, and here's my take, it goes to what I have always said. Every single one, with the exception of maybe Major Garrett, remember Major Garrett? With the exception of Major Garrett. But every single one of these reporters, every single one of these journalists, and I say that with the air quotes that are so annoying, and if you were watching us on video, you'd see me doing it, journalists, reporters, they're all advocates. Okay? They're all liberal advocates. That's one, okay? Put that in my one point. Second point, and Ben Rhodes confirmed what I've always said, that they are dumb, that these journalists and reporters are dumb. They have BS degrees that are paid for by mommy and daddy to basically get them out of the house so mommy and daddy can maybe have some alone time without the kids interrupting them. The degrees are women's studies, basket weaving, English lit. There are all these quasi made up degrees in the past, I don't know, 15 years. I mean, women's studies? What the hell is that? You know what? What? It's a degree? I mean, Ben Rhodes said it was easy. It was easy to feed these reporters what we wanted them put out to the public because they're 27-year-old kids who know nothing about world affairs. They're fresh out of college. They have no experience in life whatsoever. They're all liberal. They all want to support the cause. I mean, Ben Rhodes said they're 27-year-olds, they're dumb, and they have no knowledge about the world. That's what Ben Rhodes said about the White House press corps. That's what he said about all the reporters. Again, you hear this. And some people, when it's reported, are outraged. Other people are downplaying it, like CNN and MSNBC, because the majority of people that they have on their shows, as Wolf Blitzer calls them, experts, are exactly who Ben Rhodes is talking about. Have you ever seen some of these people that are on CNN or MSNBC that pop up as, oh, this is the White House correspondent? I mean, seriously, these aren't the Helen Thomson or Tom. Remember Helen? Remember that old crotchety lady? Remember she died a year or two ago, 3 years ago. I don't remember how long ago she died recently. I think HBO did like a little documentary about her. She's just sitting in that front row. Mr. President, let me ask you. Why? That doesn't exist anymore. That doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist anymore. You have these kids. You have these liberal kids. You have these kids that go to school in these safe space environments. You have these kids that are crossing their fingers that Bernie Sanders becomes president, so he'll basically throw out all their student loans. You have all these kids that attack other people for wearing Halloween costumes that have sombreros attached to them or fake mustaches, and these are the people that I've always said fill the TV show panels and the White House press corps, all of them. And Ben Rhodes confirms it. He confirms it. Confirms it. When you're watching MSNBC and there's Katie Turr and the other one there. What's her name? You got she just kills me. She annoys me so much. I can't remember her name. Katie Turr is one of them. But you have these people. Katie Turr is actually a little different. She's a little older, and she actually got her job through Keith Olbermann to engage in fornication with creepy old Keith Olbermann. But all of these people, rather they're 27 or they're 32, they're not smart. They really aren't. They're not smart. And now, when I say these things, I feel, Ben Rhodes has given me a license. Seriously, when Ben Rhodes, policy advisor, national foreign security, blah, blah, all those great things that he does for Obama, the Baghdad Bob of the administration, when he says, guess what? The entire press corps, all of these individuals, they're a bunch of 27-year-old dummies who have no idea about what's going on in the world. We feed them. We feed them. And they write about whatever I tell them because they're stupid. It's like, thanks, Ben, because that's what I have said. From day one. That's what I've said from day one. They're all stupid. They sit there and they write their stories and they're outraged about this and they're outraged about that. Bunch of liberal woman study course majors with a minor in English lit or journalism. Of course, they get these jobs because the establishment, they don't want smart people asking them questions. They don't want smart people writing stories about them. They don't want smart people, neutral people. They don't want that. You don't want a Helen Thomas or Thompson, whatever her name is. You don't want some 75-year-old cratchety Palestinian lady, whatever the hell she was, questioning your tactics. Or Major Garrett throwing questions at the president. He just looks at Major Garrett and goes, "You should. That's wrong." He wants like an April Ryan.
Mr. President. Are you going to take Bill Cosby's freedom medal away?
What? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, it's April Ryan. Yeah, I host
get out of here.
Yeah, I just want to say that Donald Trump, he's an evil man. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. President, let me ask you, are you going to have Beth and Jay-Z at the White House again? Because I really loved it when they were there. That's what the White House wants. That's what the establishment wants. And the establishment isn't just Republicans. The establishment is Democrats. The establishment is Hillary Clinton. The establishment is... J. John Kerry. Let's see, Chuck Schumer. This establishment.
As many establishment types that are on the right, that is on the left. So they don't want 40 and 50-year-old reporters. You ever notice that? I mean, just think about what Ben Rhodes said. And now just think. When you're watching television or you're reading the stories, I always do this. When I read a story in the New York Times or I read a story on Huffington Post, remember, the majority of these writers, the majority of these people that Ben Rhodes is talking about are the people that I have said still live at home. They make $100 to $200 for writing a story for Huffington Post, Vox, or Daily Beast. And then they get to appear on Chris Matthews' show. And they start talking about politics and talking about candidates like they've been around for 100 years. And they're 27-year-old kids. They're 28-year-old. They're kids. That's what they are. That's what they are. So when you're reading these articles, I want you to do what I do. Click on the name. I always do this. So I read some article in the Daily Beast, or I read some article in the Washington Post or the Times, and you know, it's this scathing article about this Republican candidate, or it's this article about how Obama's the greatest president in the world, or how this proposal by the president's the greatest proposal in the world, and click on it. Click on the name, because every article has the name. Some of them have the picture, because that's how they get famous. So you click on it and take a look. Read who they are. They're a bunch of kids. I always do this. Bunch of kids. And read what their title is. You know, senior staff writer. Senior staff writer? Senior staff. This person's not even, they're not even 30 years old. Senior staff writer. They got senior staff writer. Ben Rhodes confirmed what I've always said. All of these kids are manufactured activists, plucked from whatever lame community college or state school, whatever the hell they went, with their women's study degree or their journalism degree. They have their liberal thought process involving safe space. And they write whatever the White House tells them to write. Ben Rhodes says, hey, listen, there's these creatures in Somalia, and these creatures are called Zugugus. And they're like, yeah? Yeah, and these Zugugus are killing terrorists. Are they an army? No. They're Anibas. Anibas? What? What do you mean? They're manufactured spores that we made in a secret laboratory. Yeah. Oh, really, Ben? Yeah. Wow. Can I see one? Yeah. And then Ben Rhodes pulls out just nothing out of his pocket. He goes, look. And they go, oh, my God.
And then Ben goes, "You stupid! I'm kidding. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Ben. I didn't know. I'm joking. Okay, listen. Write this story now. This is what I'm going to feed you. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Ben. Stupid. There you go. Washington press corps. Washington news reporters. They're all dumb. They're all stupid.